Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Jack Aldrich. JackAldrich.com is his website. The books are all there, including Foresight 2020, his new one, and, of course, including my favorite one, The Next Big Thing is Really Small. All that's right there, and plus the other dozen or two books that Jack has written, and all the things that he does. You'll thank me later for sending you there. Jack, we're talking about some way things are being disrupted. I've talked to my audience over the last couple of years and have written about this to whatever ability I have on this topic. It's a very complicated topic. Folks, don't please stay with us on this. The blockchain distributed ledger technology is very complicated. It's hard for the average person to see the relevance to follow it. And it's just very complicated. It makes people not want to stay involved enough to figure it out. What do you think?
Well, that's right. So, I mean, it's known as a distributed digital ledger, and, you know, just those terms, people's eyes glaze over. So what does that mean? Well, it's a ledger. We're going to follow transactions, but we're going to do it in a digital way. But because it's distributed, it's on millions, billions of different computers. So what that means is it can't be hacked. So it's a super secure way to follow transactions. But here's why it's important. It is going to allow peer-to-peer transactions. And here's where small businesses should get really excited. And so let me just go back to our earlier conversation about Tesla and then relate it to blockchain. They understand in the near future with blockchain, if you're a Tesla owner and that car can drive itself, which Teslas already can, you are going to be able to rent out on an hourly basis your car to complete strangers. But you're going to know those strangers because they're going to be able to verify who they are, and they have the money to use your car instantaneously. So Tesla is going to disrupt the disruptors of the Ubers and the Lyfts of the world. But if you're in the real estate business, this is also going to disrupt you. I mean, if I want to buy your house, Jim, today, we have to go to title experts, we have to go to a real estate agent. But because of blockchain, what you're going to be able to do is you're going to be able to verify you own the home and that you put a new roof on it and you've made all of these improvements. And I'm going to be instantly able, as a purchaser, to verify that. You, in turn, are going to be able to verify I have the money in the bank and that transaction is going to go down instantly. And so you and I benefit because we don't...
A whole lot of things will have had to have been established, though, as a legal record for you to be able to do that efficiently. I mean, the current system is going to have to be completely redone before that will happen. But it'll be in our future, but it's not like it's going to happen in 3 or 4 years or 10 years, even 10 years.
Well, I think there's a potential that it could happen within 10 years for certain because, well, I mean, what it will require is all existing records to be digitized, and of course, as we know,
there are issues of judgments and assessments that haven't been paid and things like that. I do agree with you. I do think it's going to disrupt that process. The acquisition process is probably going to do more damage to realtors than anybody else.
I would think so. Yeah, that I think that the first industry that will be disrupted by blockchain are going to be realtors, without a doubt.
Right.
So what's interesting is that the banking industry has actually gotten out in front of blockchain. Instead of being disrupted by it, they're figuring out how to use it to lower their costs and remain more competitive.
Right.
More competitive.
But it's still hard to explain blockchain and distributed ledgers in a metaphorical way that people can say, "Oh yeah, it's like a donut. Oh, I get that." You know, people I haven't heard anybody explain blockchain and distributed ledgers metaphorically so that the average person get their hand around it. It's so different from anything else we've ever known.
Yeah, what I'm going to do, Jim, I'm going to send you, and it's not a sound bite, but it's a 5-minute video on blockchain, which is, it's still too long, but it's the most succinct, best explanation I've
yet
seen.
Please do. So I'd appreciate it.
I'll share that with you, and you can share it with your
I appreciate
listeners.
I'm trying to come up with a way myself to explain this where people can hang on to it. It's very difficult. Hey, Jack, great job today as always. Come back soon.
Jim, I would love it. It's always a pleasure to be on your program.
Jack Uldrich, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Uldrich, Uldrich is his name. Put a .com on the end of that and you'll find him and you'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.